धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीन्नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमतचित्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिर्
न प्रकाशो प्रकाशेऽहम्।
न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिर्
न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिर्
यत्प्रकाशैकबन्धना स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम् अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत्।
न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिः
न प्रकाशेऽहमित्युक्तिः यत्प्रकाशैकबन्धना
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत्
अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत्।
न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिः
न प्रकाशे अहमित्युक्तिः
यत्प्रकाशैकबन्धना स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम्
अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत्
अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत्।
सो लक्ष्मीधर एंटर्स इनटू अनदर इंपॉर्टेंट टॉपिक विच इज अज्ञानम और इग्नोरेंस। सो आफ्टर स्पीकिंग अबाउट द नेचर ऑफ द आत्मन सो नेक्स्ट कम्स एज टू वाई वेदांता। सो वाई डज अ पर्सन नीड टू टेक अप वेदांता। So there are many things in the world, like we have different sciences, we have engineering, medical, we have many other professions as well with respect to the stock markets, accounting, chartered accountant. So there are many professions. Like today we have a lot, like nurse, becoming a nurse is another thing. So there are many professions that are available readily today, and these have been tested for success. So in that case, like since all these have been tested for success, so why does a person have to learn Vedanta? So why Vedanta? So that is where the Shastras say that like Vedanta is the only science which can grant a person eternal bliss, or that knowledge. Vedanta speaks about that knowledge which fulfills all knowledge. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam, or through the knowledge or through knowing just one entity, everything becomes known. So that is where, like, when everything becomes known, that is when a person feels content, feels satisfied, and bliss ensues out of that. Bliss is the outcome of such a knowledge. So Vedanta is in order to realize the Atman, in order to know the Atman, get bliss. So if a person has to know not the Atman, then like, why should I know the Atman? Why do I need this knowledge of Vedanta? So then the only reason a Vedantin has is Ajnanam. So there is something called ignorance which seemingly veils the Atman, therefore that has to be removed. Therefore, in order to remove that Ajnanam, Jnanam is essential. So then there is an objection raised. If Ajnanam, like now let's now talk about Ajnanam. What is the purpose of Vedanta? The purpose of Vedanta is to remove Ajnanam, or remove samsaram, remove dukkham, we can say all those. Like everything is based on one word, which is Ajnanam. So then there can be an objection saying Ajnanam. What is this Ajnanam? Oh, ajnanam is something which veils knowledge. So what does the ajnanam veil? Does the ajnanam veil the ego or the ajnanam veil the self? So ajnanam cannot veil the ego because ajnanam itself is a creation like or the creator of ego. Ajnanam is the cause of ego, therefore it cannot veil the ego. So it has to veil the Atman. If it veils the Atman, then the Atman becomes unreal. So such assumptions or such objections can be raised, which Tejomi Ananda gives in detail, which the commentary also gives. Don't want to enter into lot of logical details into any of those interested. If you're interested, you can read Tejomi Ananda's commentary or Paramartha, listen to Paramartha. But all of these analysis is based on the word ajnana. And it's not just the word ajnana. So it's about what is ajnana? What is the status, reality status of ajnana? So all these arguments, like when we ask ajnanam, ajnanam is there, ajnanam veils a person. Ajnanam veils a person. All those are based on one thing, like based on one assumption that ajnanam is real. So there comes like a question. Again, like we can raise an objection or a question there. Is ajnanam real or unreal? If ajnanam is real, it cannot be removed. It can never be removed. If it is unreal, then there is nothing to be removed. And if the ajnanam is not real, then also like Vedanta becomes useless, because Vedanta cannot remove an ajnanam which is not there. And if ajnanam is unreal, if ajnanam is unreal, then like it doesn't even exist. And if we say ajnanam is just imagined, then who imagines ajnanam? Ajnanam has to be imagined by the self. If the self imagines ajnanam, the self is veiled by ajnanam, because it itself is affected by ajnanam. So the self gets affected. So the affected self can never improve, never progress. So all these analysis of ajnanam and all these and like a lot more that Tejomi Ananda deals, all those arguments are based on one thing, that ajnanam is real. So ajnanam, the status of ajnanam, ajnanam cannot be said to be real or unreal. So it is something which is sadasad vilakshanam. It is neither real nor unreal. You can't say it is real, you can't say it is unreal. You can't say ajnanam is real because ajnanam vanishes after some period of time. You can't say it is unreal because it is experienced now. So there is also a theory that is prevalent among certain acharyas, that Brahman itself becomes as if veiled by ajnanam, and Brahman itself through jnanam comes out of it. So the story of the 10 fools illustrates this point. So the bottom line is that Vedanta never preaches or emphasizes on ajnanam. Krishna says jnanena tu tad ajnanam esham nashidam atmanah tesham adityava jnanam prakashayati tatparam. So when Krishna says jnanam is veiled by ajnanam, he means siddhanta or intellectual knowledge. And then he also says adityava jnanam, like adityan, it always shines. So the normal example that is given is a sun is never veiled, but clouds seem to veil sun. So those are fools, like it's fools think that sun is really veiled by clouds. Sun is never really veiled. It's only a mudha or an ignorant person who thinks it that way. So Vedanta again and again emphasizes that there is no ajnana. There is only Brahman. It says again and again, sarvam kaluvidam brahma matta paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. So natveva aham jatu nasam naptum neme janadipaha. So Krishna says, in even in Gita, Krishna says in many places, aham adishtam adhyam cha bhutanam anta evacha ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddheshe arjuna tishtati. So in many places Krishna says that there is only one self, there is only one thing, there is only one Brahman here, there is no duality at all. Manasai vedam aptavyam nehanana asti kinchana. So even after saying this, still, like it's like that example that we discussed, a person goes to a doctor and says, oh doctor, like I have a problem. The doctor diagnoses the person and finds out that there is no problem with the person. But the person doesn't believe. He is not willing to believe. He cannot believe that he doesn't have any problem. So the doctor like prescribes calcium sandose and makes him eat it for 10 days. He feels better. He comes back and thanks the doctor. The doctor says, oh, you didn't have anything. And then like, oh, doctor, the problem has come back now. Now I need like another medicine. Now you can't cheat me. You have to give me proper medicine. So that is the case in a spiritual sadhaka's path as well. So we think like that we have to get something. So Vedanta, like Paramartha again and again emphasizes that Vedanta doesn't create a new Brahman. So it is called Atma Sakshatkaram. Sakshatkaram means realization. It's not gaining some Atman which is not there. Yade veha tadamutra yadamutra tadanviha mrityosamrityam gacchati yeha nana iva pashyati. So whatever is there, yade veha tadamutra viveha. Whatever is there here, that is there. So everything is just one. Whatever is there is, that is here. There is only one entity here. So sadeva saumyedam agrasi ekameva advitiyam. Chandogya Upanishad again elucidates the point by saying that yata saumya ekena pindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam mrittikeityeva satyam. So there is only mrittika, there is only mud. Oh dear child, by knowing like one entity like which is mud, we can know all objects made of mud. Similarly, this world is also like that. By knowing one, like you can know that. The guru of Uddhalaka asked the Shishya, the egoistic Shishya, as to, do you know that by knowing which everything becomes known? Do you know Amatam, Matam? Like, do you know that by knowing, like that? Do you have that knowledge by which the unknown becomes known? The unheard becomes heard? So the Shishya, like who had a little ego, he gets confused. No, I don't know. Can you please explain? So the teacher says, Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. You are that Atman. So that means we are already like that Atman. There is only that Atman. So ignorance cannot taint. Then why this ignorance? This big problem of ignorance. Ignorance is just a word like to illustrate our problems. Our problems are not real. Our problems are not real. But how many people can accept when somebody says there is no world and you are only there? Na kaschit jayate jivaha sambhavo asti na vidyate. Gaudapada very clearly says there is no jiva created. There is no way that such a jiva can be created. There is no jiva created. And if you think there is some way jiva can be created in the future, don't even think about it. There is no way that jiva can be created. So there is nothing here. There is no duality that can exist here. The jagat, oh, I see the jagat. You really see the jagat? The jagat is not there when we sleep. When we go to sleep, like there is no jagat. Jagat temporarily vanishes. Where did it go? How did it go? So, like we don't have no answers. So, a sadhaka is generally not able to apprehend that supreme truth that there is only one Brahman here. Therefore, Vedanta says that, okay, temporarily, we need like some way of explaining this, so therefore we say it is a jnana. Water and desert, people analyze it, even Vedantins and other shastras like analyze as to what is water seen in desert. And therefore they call it a term like mirage. It is because of the sun. So like a wise person will immediately ask, is it really because of the sun? No, definitely no. Cannot be because of the sun. Why? You are a fool. Is there any water in the first place? No, I'll show you. If you want to discuss it, like first show me water, then I'll believe it. Okay, like world is there, like you are seeing, you are experiencing it. Are we really experiencing? We see people like walking around. The 200 odd people like who were traveling in the Air France flight, they were there like few days back. Now they are not there. Even body is not found in many cases, so how can you say like that the world exists? No, we can't say. So that's why anityam, there is a different perspective taken that anityam asugam lokam, this world, you can't have the opinion that world doesn't exist. So Krishna tried all those like to Arjuna that natveva aham jatuna sandehinosmin yata dehe So although Krishna tried a lot, like Matta Paravaram Nanyat Kinchi Dati Dhananjaya, he cannot understand. Therefore Krishna says, okay, if you can't understand so much, okay, don't consider the world as unreal. Consider that the world is just changing and sorrowful. That is enough. Don't think like a little too much. So that is why Ajnanam is being brought in. So ignorance. So this ignorance, that is why the concept of Shankara never bothered to explain ignorance a lot, because it doesn't even exist. So in the 13th chapter of Gita, like when there is an argument as to what is Ajnanam, for whom Ajnanam is there, tell me, is it for the ego, is it for the self? So it's a trap. There is only self, there is no ego, then where is Ajnanam? Ajnanam cannot exist at all. So Shankara says Ajnanam is there for one who thinks it is there. It's a chain, it's a cycle. You cannot answer such questions. A person who says Ajnanam is there, Ajnanam is there. How can we prove water in desert? We cannot prove water in desert. For whom water in desert is there? He who sees it. How else can we explain? We cannot explain in any other way. So that means Ajnanam is there for a person who thinks Ajnanam is there. Person who thinks he is suffering. Is he suffering? Definitely he is not suffering. So people, like a person goes to sleep, and then in sleep, like he was working, like he was researching on Osama bin Laden, so therefore he sleeps. And like he has a huge dream, like he is running here and there, and somehow like Osama bin Laden figures out that he has written a work on him, he catches him, and then like he escapes from them, and like unlike Hollywood car chase sequences, like he is caught very easily because he is a fat person, therefore, and then they shoot him. Immediately, he gets up. And then he realizes what? There is nothing. So that means a dream world can have an effect in the waking world, which is possible. Person is dreaming, and then all of a sudden, like you can see that the person is sweating. And he says, oh, I need some water, let me drink. And then he drinks, gulps in like water, and says, oh, I am glad the dream is over. And then like he'll go, take a pair of sandals, keep it above his head so that he doesn't dream again. So that also will happen. And then next day morning he'll say, oh, who kept all this? Like, these are all superstitious beliefs. I don't believe in them. And then like he will walk around as if he is an atheist. So the dream world did really affect the person. Though there is no affecting, nothing gets affected, but still it's all in the mind. So that's why Yoga Vasishtha says, Manayam Manishyanam Karanam Bandamoksha Yoga Bandaya Vishayasaktam Muktaihi Naru Vishayam Smritam. So mind is the cause of problem. Like the mind which thinks it is not the Atman, it doesn't realize its own very nature of Atman, that it is just a temporary entity in the Atman, that is in sorrow. Whereas like a mind which realizes that there is only one Atman, such mind, though it might temporarily exist, it will be happy. So think that a person is enacting a particular role in a movie, Superman, like a person becomes Superman. Once a person becomes Superman, and then like he identifies himself with Superman, so then like he will face trouble because he thinks he is Superman. So that will cause him trouble, that will cause others trouble. Like he'll think he's a Superman, he'll try to fight thugs, they'll hit him, like hit me. And then that's it, like 2 months in hospital. So that is what will happen. But at the same time, like if he realizes that this is just a role, let me remember that I am not Superman. So when somebody is about to hit him, even at the movie, he'll say, wait a minute, let me see if I have the protective guard. Like, oh, I have metal inside. Now hit me! And then he'll say. So he knows his state. So that is, so Ajnanam, a sadhaka should always remember that Ajnanam, like, is a way, or is a term given to our suffering. In fact, like, there is no suffering, there is no Ajnanam, there is only one Brahman here. So whatever we see is just like temporary, it's a drama. This is a Natagam, it's a drama that is being running. So the Atman is like Nataka Deepam, what Dhyaranya says. The Atman is just a witness. Swastane stito deepaha, or nijastana stita deepaha sarvato bhasayetita. Stirastai tata sakshi, tada like bahiranta prakashiyeta, or like that is, we can also say the other shloka as well. The next shloka also, Nabahyo Nantara Sakshi. So, this Atman like is unaffected always. It's like the lamp in a drama theater. So the theater, the lamp is always unaffected. It is the basis of everything. If it is not there, nothing is there. So Ajnanam, Jnanam temporarily does exist. For whom? For the ego, for the mind. So Ajnanam, is it real or unreal? It is real as long as you think it is real. Is it really real? No, it doesn't exist at all. It has no existence whatsoever. But this view of no existence of anything apart from Brahman is not that easy to apprehend. It's not that easy to implement in life as well. So if we go that route, then like we will face more trouble than having a normal view that empirically it is there. So even as like killers are there in dream, but they are not there, those killers are not there in waking state. Similarly, while we are in this state, everything is there, Ajnanam is there, all those are there. So if Ajnanam is there, if you think Ajnanam is there, then remove it by contemplating that you are the Atman. By asserting again and again that externally differences are there, they are not real. What is real is only the Atman. So, so that is what, like in many places we hear that kalpitam, or this is maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitri chitri kritam. So Shankara says like vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. So vishvam, this vishvam is darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. It's like a town seen inside a mirror. Does the town really exist? No, the town doesn't exist. The mirror, what happens when like a mirror reflects objects? The mirror grabs those objects inside and then it distorts or adds it and like throws it out. Does the town exist externally? No, there is no external town. So it's because of the town, the mirror vasana. So then like Vidyaranya accepts that there is Ishvara's creation. What does he say about Ishvara's creation? Sadakam, abhadakam. Ishvara's creation, what is Ishvara's creation? Paramatma, Abhayananda, Purna, Purvam, Sumaya. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva. He became the world. Savishat Jiva Rupata. That means Jagat is Ishvara, Jiva is Ishvara, then what else is there? Is there any creation? There is no creation at all. So he doesn't accept that as well. So this mirror through its own vasana, its internal or inner deficiencies, it shows the it shows a town. And Nija Antargatam. So Nija Antargatam, it is inside. This Vishwam is, whatever Vishwam is shown by the mirror of the mind is inside, it's not outside. Nija Antargatam. Antargatam Nija. Nija inside Antargatam, inside oneself. Then how is it like seen outside? Bahirvan Maya Abhati says Sureshwaracharya. So Nija Antargatam Pashyan Atmani Maya. Atmani Maya Pashyan. So in the Atman this world is seen Maya. Maya means it's just an illusion. It's just an imagination, kalpitam. And like Pashyan Atmani Maya Bahiriva Udbhutam Yatha Nidraya. But it is seen as if Bahiriva Udbhutam, as if it is created externally. How? Dream. Dream is, where is dream? Dream is inside the dreamer, but it is seen outside. Similarly, this world. So this means this world, Ajnanam, everything, it's not real. Maya viva vijrambayati api mahayogiva yasvechaya. Even as a magician creates creations, like a great yogi like Vishwamitra could create a world. So that means similarly. So is there any Ajnanam in the first place? No, Ajnanam is not at all there. So this is where there are sadhakas, there are few sadhakas like who will concentrate on I am ignorant. So a sadhaka should never concentrate on I am ignorant. A sadhaka should never concentrate on I am realized. Because like if a sadhaka concentrates on I am realized overly, neither of these overly. Overly concentrating on I am realized would mean like it is ego. So Ajnanam is there, but still person thinks he is realized. Such a person is like a person who is as if sleeping. He is not sleeping. As if sleeping, he cannot be woken up because he is not really sleeping. A person who is really sleeping, such a person, like we can wake him up. person who appears to be sleeping cannot be awoken. Like he will always be sleeping. And if a person concentrates on I am ignorant, then like focusing too much on ignorance, there will be never realization. So a sadhaka should understand that I have some ignorance. I know this ignorance is not real. I know there is only one Atman. But I still feel a little ignorance. What is little ignorance? Little ignorance means dukkham. I feel dukkham. Little ignorance means I don't experience the bliss of the Atman. Little ignorance means I am forgetting the Atman. So all those are little ignorance. I know that there is only the self and I will focus on that. I am going to focus more on the Atman. Whenever I think I have ignorance, I will say, oh, ignorance. It is you are temporarily there. I know you are not real. I know you are just posing. You are not real. Aham ayam kuto bhavati chinvata ai patatyaham nija vicharanam. This is ahankaram, like the ajnanam. Where does ajnanam come from? Oh, ajnanam, I know you come from the Atman. So, please step aside. Ajnanam will immediately step aside. Prapancho yadi vidyeta nivarteta na samshayaha. Maya matram idam dvaitam advaitam paramatvatah. This duality is maya matram. It is just an illusion. It is not real. Advaitam paramatvatah. Advaitam alone is real. So if this world really exists, if you think it exists, don't worry, it will definitely stand aside. So all this logic of ajnanam, we don't like want to concentrate on too much. Like logic itself is part of ajnanam. So logic, like that's why Mahatma always say, naesha tarkena matihi apaneya. This Kato Upanishad says that through yukti alone, like we cannot realize, because yukti is also a product of ajnanam. Yukti is also like, what does yukti do? Yukti tries to analyze what is right and wrong. What is right and wrong means like right and wrong, which means duality. Duality always like cannot give us anything. So we have to use it properly to assert non-duality. So we have to use proper logic, and when time comes, logic has to stand aside. We have to set aside logic. There are people like who go on learning scriptures again and again and again and again. Along with scriptures, tapaswadhyayam, along with scriptures, if we don't try to put things into implementation, that knowledge will be of no real use. It's like Amma says, it's like learning about sugar or milk when we don't really taste it, when we don't really experience it. We have to really experience it. That is what is required. So there will be a time when all these logic have to stand aside. So that is where many people like Balakrishna and Nair just emphasize on one truth and tell us to remember it always. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhosi, dadasi, yad. Don't bother about all this, just focus on one Atman. Because the more we try to do logic, like we may think we are missing something, we may think we don't understand. So all those will happen. So we have to use logic. Whenever we are in confusion, then we should use logic to remove that confusion and assert non-duality. So any other logic to figure out anything else will ultimately give us no bliss. Empirically, logic might be required, like we may have to do logic to find out, like I gave you $10, like now I gave you $1,000, like return, give me the balance. I paid you for the flight ticket, like give me back. So we have to use logic there. It's simple logic, mathematical logic. So there also we have to use logic. So we have to use logic empirically, but we should remember that logic also has its parimiti or parimitam. It is something which is limited. It has its parimiti. Parimiti means that it is its boundaries. So it has its boundaries, it has its limits. We have to cross over those limits if we want to realize. We cannot stick on to anything at all. So that is what, like, it is good to remember, for a sadhaka, to remember that ajnanam, yukti, vedantam, all those are fine. Avijnate pare tattve shastra aditistu nishpala. Avijnate pare tattve shastra aditistu nishpala. So though this shloka, Chinmaya interprets a little differently, but the direct meaning we can say that, like, a person who doesn't know Brahman, shastras of no use. Shastras are of no use if a person doesn't know Brahman. And if a person knows Brahman, what are the Shastras? Not much use again. Amma doesn't read Shastras. Why? Because she already knows. She can speak Shastras, but Shastras are not much use for them. So Shastras are just a transition from ajnanam to jnanam. Shastras are like a transition from ajnanam to jnanam. A person who knows that I have little bit ignorance, but I want moksha. Such a person can use the shastras to negate the notion that I am ignorant, negate the notion that I am not Brahman, assert again that I am Brahman. That is the purpose of shastras. So the purpose of shastras is to remove the seemingly existent world, as Paramatma says, or seemingly existent ajnanam, and again assert our true nature to be Atman. And this Atman, whatever is present, whether it is ahankaram, ajnanam, whatever is present, so this is where a few later Advaita Acharyas say, like Shankara says in Atma Bodha, that jnanam kritva jnanam swayam nashye jalam kataka renuvat. So in this there are two jnanam. One is swarupa jnanam, which is the Atman, and like one is tattva jnanam or jnanam in our intellect. So ajnanam, we have ajnanam, which is also a product of the, we can say ajnanam is not a product, but ajnanam is experienced by the mind or the intellect. Can the Atman say I have ajnanam? Atman cannot say I am ajnanam. Why? Because the Atman is self-luminous. The Atman doesn't say in deep sleep that I am ignorant. We say after we wake up that I was ignorant. Who says I was ignorant? The Atman says I experience bliss. But the ego says I was ignorant. It's the ego, because like if ego was not there, so ego was dormant, ego was asleep, therefore it says I was ignorant. So the Atman cannot say it is ignorant, because Atman is self-luminous. There is no ignorance at all. Like we don't, like when we say I don't know, we say I don't know about something. We don't say I don't know itself. I don't know myself. Nobody will say I don't know myself, because everybody knows. So that's why Vidyaranya says that even this Shunyavadam, like or whatever Shunyavadis say as Shunya Bhavam or Shunyatvam, like nobody can say that I don't know myself. So a person like that can happen. The Shastras say there is a way that can happen, that is because person goes mad. A mad person says, I don't know myself. Therefore, that can be ruled out. So Vidyaranya says like that in Panchadashi. So there cannot be any ignorance for the self. There can be ignorance only for the ego. The ego or like ignorance is experienced in the mind. So that has to be removed. Ignorance that the ego experiences, that has to be removed. So it is in the mind, so there has to be a knowledge in the mind. So Atman, the Atman is compassionate, the Atman like illumines everything. So can the Atman like specifically illumine only the mind? No. The mind has some problem, like the lamp, like an actor on stage, like he's very sad. Can the lamp gives only happiness, but can the lamp get rid of the sorrow of the person? No, it cannot. Somebody has to go and tell the person, don't be sad. The lamp is there, don't be sad. So that some influence is required. So that is what is called jnanam, viveka jnanam, I guess. Surupa jnanam and Aparna, do you remember the term for it? Surupa jnanam and? Okay. Yeah, it is something like tattva jnanam or viveka jnanam or something. So it is something jnanam in the intellect, because the mind has a jnanam. So a jnanam removes it. And that is the jnanam we get from Vedanta. So that's fine. So that jnanam like removes the ajnanam which seemingly exists. And that is Shastra Jnanam, the Jnanam we get from the Shastras. So that's why Paramatma again and again says that the Vedanta Jnanam just removes Ajnanam which seems to be there. It doesn't gain anything. Vedanta doesn't give us anything. It just removes Ajnanam which seems to be there. So the Atman or Swarupa Jnanam, that is like the lamp which is always shining, which is untainted, unaffected Sakshi. So it is just a witness of everything. So, can ajnanam taint the Atman? So, ajnanam can never taint the Atman. So, ajnanam is not real. For one thing, ajnanam is not real. And if you think that the ajnanam can taint the Atman, so the questions you asked about ajnanam, is it for ego or the self? Ajnanam has to be for the self because it cannot be of the ego. All that is assuming that ajnanam is real. So ajnanam is not real because the Atman is real, that much we know. So if ajnanam has to be real, ajnanam has to be at the same plane of the Atman. So if ajnanam is at the same plane of the Atman, it is like ajnanam and the Atman in the same room. So which means the Atman will be tainted by ajnanam, affected by ajnanam, so that we don't experience. Why? So whenever a person even says, na prakashe aham, iti uktihi, uktihi, iti. Uktihi means speech, or speaks a person, says a person, iti, does a person says what? Aham na prakashe, ahami, na prakashe, ahami. Ahami for me, like I don't know. Ahami means for me, it is a meaning, like word meaning. Okay, na prakashe, aham only. So aham means I, that's right. So na prakashe, aham, aham na prakashe, I don't know. So I don't know. So Tejomayananda takes, I don't know, we can also say, I don't know myself, like any ignorance. So any ignorance in the form of, I don't know, such ignorance. Yat prakasha yeka bandana. So this ajnanam, which is as if, I don't know, that itself is illumined by knowledge. Yat prakasha yeka bandana. Prakasha yeka, that eka prakasha bandana, bandana association. Association means it's not true association. It's just like the lamp throwing its light. When a lamp throws its light, the association, there is an association, there is a sambandham, but the sambandham is not touching. It is just it's not the normal sambandham that we call. So this, like through the shining of the Atman, through the light of the Atman, there is an experience that I don't know. Na prakashe aham, I don't know. That is through that Atman. So through even like ignorance, whatever you call as ajnanam, you call ajnanam, that real ajnanam you said. It's, first of all, it's not real because it cannot be proven. It's not unreal also because it seems to be real. Therefore, it's not unreal as well. It's in between. Ultimately unreal, but for now it seems to be there. So that ajnanam itself is illumined by the Atman. So if ajnanam is illumined by the Atman, then how can this ajnanam, which is illumined by the Atman, taint the Atman? So it is like we have in a room, like a person, and the person is illumined by a light. So if the person's existence is based on the light, how can the person himself taint the light? The person cannot taint the light. So in empirical or worldly examples it may happen, but even in this lamp example, the lamp which illumines an object, that object cannot taint the lamp. Because the object itself is illumined, it's like karana karya bhavam. So karanam, the karanam which gives birth to the karyam cannot affect the karanam because karanam is beyond the karyam. So the same way, so swaprakasham tamatmanam, and even if you say like it can affect, can it really affect? No, because it is swaprakasham, it is self-luminous. If it is self-luminous, it doesn't depend on anything. If it doesn't depend on anything, it is independent. We know that the Atman is independent. Atman cannot have any association. Atman cannot have any association. Why? So we can go back to the fourth shloka where Lakshmidara says Atman is partless. We have too many reasons like partless. So the Atman is partless. If the Atman is partless, it cannot have any association. It cannot have any association means it cannot depend on anything. So it cannot be tainted. So swaprakasham tam atmanam, tam swaprakasham atmanam, that swaprakasha atmanam, that swaprakasha atman aprakasha katam sprishet, aprakasha aprakasham or ajnanam katam, how sprishet, how will ajnanam taint or touch tam swaprakasham atmanam, that swaprakasha atma which illumines even ignorance. So it is like telling mother gives birth to a child, the child gives birth to the mother. Makes them impossible. The mother gives birth to a child, the child can never give birth to the mother, but the child can give birth to somebody else, grandchildren, grandchild. But the child cannot give birth to the mother because the mother is the birth giver of the child. Mother is the mother of the child, so it cannot happen, reverse cannot happen. The same way, the Atman illumines. So one simple reason is Atman is the illuminator of Ajnanam. So therefore Atman cannot be tainted or touched by Ajnanam. Another reason is that this Ajnanam, which is the source of the existence of, this Atman, which is the source of the existence of Ajnanam, existence of Ajnanam is empirical existence, that Atman, which it is also like self-luminous, and therefore it cannot be tainted by Ajnanam. So all these logic of Ajnanam tainting the Atman, Ajnanam like touching the Atman, and all those are only like if we think Ajnanam does exist. So Vedanta never accepts Ajnanam in the first place. So Vedanta again and again says that there is no Ajnanam. Is there any Ajnanam? Oh, no, there is only Brahman here. So throughout Gita, Krishna repeats it. Throughout any Upanishad, Ishavasi Upanishad starts by saying Ishavasi Midam Sarvam. Mundaka Upanishad starts by saying Eto Urnanabhi Surjate Krishna Techa. So even Kato Upanishad also says Ano Araniyan Mahato Mahiyan Atma Asya Junto Nihitam Guhayam, and then Rupam Rupam Pratirupo Babuva. So Yata Suryo Eko Apsu Anekashchalasu is what Hastamalaka says. The same shloka, a very similar shloka is there in Kato Upanishad, Agnir Yadeko Bhuvanam Pratishto Rupam Rupam Pratirupo Bhuva. So even as Agni like enters into this world and becomes like various forms, like we find a lantern, fire is there in a lantern, fire is in a Homakunda, fire is there in a burner. So all those are there. Similarly, Ekastaka Sarva Bhutantaratma Rupam Rupam Pratirupo Bahishchar. So similarly, this one indwelling self is there in each and every form as an individual jiva, but it is Bahishchar, it is unaffected, untainted outside, like even as Mahakasham becomes Gadakasham, still it remains unaffected. So again and again, Shastras repeat over and over again that there is no Ajnanam, there is only one Atman. But still, if we want an explanation, like sadhakas, like today's sadhakas are much more than yesterday's sadhakas, they want answers to questions. Therefore, Vedanta gives it the term Ajnanam. It cannot really be explained. Ajnanam is not, cannot stand yukti, it can only stand anubhavam. So, Ajnanam can be experienced. We experience it temporarily, we experience it. Ajnanam cannot be proven. So the very fact that it cannot be proven itself means that it doesn't exist. So even as in there is only the dreamer, while dreaming everything like Swakale Satyavadbhati Swabhode Satyasadbhave. So Swakale, like while we are dreaming, like the dream world seems to be real. Once we come out of dream world, then it becomes unreal. Same way Ajnanam, samsaram, all those will seem to be there, but they are not at all there. Even if they seem to be there, can they taint the Atman? Even when they seem to be there, they don't touch the Atman. The Atman is untouched. So if you see Ajnanam, then do something to get rid of Ajnanam, which is Jnanam. Jnanam, what does Jnanam say? Jnanam says, oh, Ajnanam is just temporary. It is like water in the desert. Have jnanam, have proper knowledge of whatever is real. What is real? Brahma satyam jagan mithya. Asserted, then ajnanam will immediately vanish. So that is like if ajnanam is there, do this. If you don't think ajnanam is there, then you don't have to do anything. Just remember that there is only one Brahman here. So if ajnanam is there, still such an ajnanam cannot taint the Atman, can never touch the Atman. Though Ajnanam is there, Vedanta says removal of Ajnanam, and all removal of Ajnanam is by asserting that there is no Ajnanam, there is only one Brahman. So all these shlokas we have to like understand properly. It's for like for those intellect which have doubts. So doubting intellect which have read, gone through some opposing system and then get a lot of doubt, for those all these shlokas are there. Atman alone exists, whatever else is just an illusion. So the water seen in desert or snake seen in rope cannot taint the rope. In the same way, ajnanam, which is just an illusion in the Atman, cannot touch the Atman, because the Atman is adhishthanam. Ajnanam is just something adhishteyam, I think. I don't know the right word. Ajnanam is just what is superimposed and is just an illusion in the substratum of the Atman. Therefore, the substratum of Atman is never tainted by ajnanam. And as to how we can know that this Atman is not tainted, like a simple example is given in the next shloka, which we'll see later. But for now, even if ajnanam is there, ajnanam doesn't taint the Atman. Ajnanam just makes us feel as if we are not happy. So it's like a person who it's like Hanuman. So many of the Puranic icons are have in themselves this true knowledge, ultimate knowledge, so that like we can progress in the spiritual path. So Hanuman never knew his strength. He already had the strength, but he was ignorant of his own strength. Of course, due to his ego. That's why ego, like when ego comes, we fall down, like we forget our own true nature of bliss, and therefore we suffer. We don't know our own strength, therefore like we experience sorrow. So that ego in Hanuman like made Hanuman run towards Surya. So Surya gave him a blow, and then I think there are any other case, I don't remember, like Hanuman gets a curse that he will not remember his own power. I think Surya only gave. So Ahankaram made Hanuman do it. The same happens to a sadhaka. And when a sadhaka like Hanuman seeks Rama or seeks the Atman, seeks the Self, then our own strength is remembered. So there is like strength is already there in Hanuman. Hanuman already has the strength to jump over the ocean. But Rama is required for Hanuman to bring back his strength or make him remember his own strength. The same way a sadhaka, like we are all the Self, already the Self, but we need Ishvara, we need Brahman, we need the knowledge that everything is one Brahman in order to make us remember that and thereby experience bliss. So we have to constantly remember that ajnanam may be there, but it's not real, it is temporary. Whatever is there, only one Atman, one Brahman, therefore I will be blissful. Ajnanam doesn't affect me. The sorrow that I experience is like a dream world sorrow. So I'll try to do whatever I can. So when I like lose my job, I'll try to search for a job. But I'll remember at the same time, while I'm searching for a job, I'll try to remember that, oh, this world is only an illusion. So what if I don't have a job? Still fine. There is nothing wrong, because still it is fine, because I know that there is only one Brahman. Yes, so job is also temporary, I'll not be sad. But that doesn't mean like I will not work towards getting another job. So empirically, I'll try to remove ajnanam, I'll try to do whatever I have to do in this world. But at the same time, I will offer all those to one Brahman. So in my mind, I'll have a homakunda where all these actions will be burnt and offered to one Brahman, saying that there is nothing but Brahman alone exists, while externally everything happens as it has to happen, the best possible way. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to remember that there is no ajnanam, but only Brahman exists here. Yeah, we'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.